Garfield County COVID-19 cases are at an all-time high. County health officials report 24.2 confirmed cases of the virus per day for the past 2 weeks. That rate was 17 per day in July at the height of the so-called second wave. At this week's Garfield County Commissioner meeting, Dr. David Brooks, chief medical officer at Valley View Hospital, said the hospital is seeing a similar number of admissions as it did during the first and second COVID waves, but he said there are factors that make this third wave a cause for concern, including hospitals reaching capacity around the state and others not having enough staff to handle transfers.
We also recognize there are many factors ahead of us that are making a challenging situation worse, such as winter activity, co-infections with other viral respiratory illnesses, and even the inherent holiday season that wants to bring people together when we're in a pandemic that needs to have people stay apart.
Brooks added that Valley View has less than 10 COVID-19 patients and a capacity to treat 10 ICU and 33 acute care patients. The hospital is in good shape, he said, for now.
But we are concerned. We want to impact how this virus affects the community, but we also want to be very careful not to let completely preventable harm where our hospital capacity is limited and our ability to provide care to COVID and non-COVID patients is not optimized because we haven't acted together now to mitigate this disease.
In other words, the hospital is fine right now, but the community needs to take measures to keep it that way. Garfield County commissioners agree, up to a point. The elephant in the living room is that Garfield County's COVID score is in the red or high-risk zone due to the almost vertical spike in confirmed cases lately, but county officials continue to respond as if it's in the lesser-risk yellow zone. Carrie Godis, public information officer for the County Health Department, told KDNK that the state and county color-coded response zones rely on different factors. The county uses 7 factors to determine risk, and the state considers only 3. The state is also a bit slower to post a county's risk level on the website. That's partially the reason why the state and county codes don't match up at the moment. But at Monday's meeting, an official from the state health department told the county that it was time to move to another level.
As Garfield sits today in level yellow, and looking at the numbers, which really indicate that you should be at a much higher level on the dial, the state would like the conversation to move Garfield County to level orange to really start to get ahead of this disease transmission.
Commissioner Tom Jankowski said what he has said before, that in this case, Valley View Hospital has the capacity to handle what's happening now. In other words, the hospital has the capacity to treat more sick people, which the commissioner says is a reason why the county does not need further restrictions. He also seemed to compare restrictions to prevent the spread of a deadly virus to a punishment.
To penalize without any really benefit, and you may say there's a benefit, but you penalize basically our restaurants. You penalize our businesses. The amount of stress, what you do to our community is, it has to be balanced out. And right now for us to go to red is not what I want to put out into this community.
In essence, the county commission refused to enforce stricter public health orders.
But Garfield County we're not going to do that. So you're going to have a stubborn board of county commissioners on this particular issue. So, and I'm just one commissioner speaking, but I do, you're going to get in a spot where we're just going to say no.
The county was granted a variance in May to allow up to 50% capacity in restaurants, churches, and fitness centers with specific requirements. But the variance is automatically rescinded if confirmed COVID cases rise to more than 60 in a 2-week period. County cases are now over 5 times the variance limit, but it's unclear if the state will rescind the variance, thus overriding the commissioner's decision. Commissioners and state public health department officials will meet Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 to discuss county COVID levels and the state dial. The meeting is open to the public. A Zoom link is at the county's website. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.